Father in heaven, we thank you for bringing us here this morning.
天父，感谢你让我们聚集在这里。
We thank you that you have risen from the dead through Son Jesus Christ.
感谢你让你的儿子从死里复活。
We thank you, Lord, that of your great love and your great mercy for us.
主，感谢你的爱和你的对我们的恩典。
While we were yet sinners, Lord, you died for us.
神，到我们还是罪人的时候，你为我们的罪，你为我们而死。
And we deserved eternity away from you, but you wanted us with you.
我们本应不与你同在，但是你是让我们与你同在。
And we thank you that you have defeated our worst enemy, death.
我们感谢你，因为你战胜了我们最大的仇敌，那就是死亡。
And as the worship song said, we don't have any fear. Fear has no hold on us anymore.
就像我们在刚才唱的歌里所说的，害怕对我们来说，对我们没有任何的辖制。
We thank you that Jesus rose from the grave and that we are free. We are free indeed.
我们感谢你。耶稣从坟墓里复活，让我们得到永远的自由。我们感谢你。
Free from depression，
让我们不再有各种各样的沮丧。
Free from emotional pain，
让我们不再有心灵上的痛苦。
Eventually we will be freed from all sickness and physical pain。
总有一天，我们也会从我们身体上的痛苦中解放出来。
We have a fear of being sad and discouraged. We're free from sadness and discouragement.
So we 也不再有沮丧或者痛苦。
And we have a wonderful hope.
我们有永远的盼望。我们感谢你。
We have so much to be thankful for.
我们今天有这么多要感谢你的。
Our families and our friends.
我们的家庭，我们的朋友。
Our work and our school.
我们的工作，我们的学校。
We ask God that you would continue to make us grateful people.
我们就求神让我们继续做感恩的人。
But most of all, we're thankful that our names are written in the book of life.
但最重要的是，我们的名字将写在生命册上。
And that your love is forever.
你的爱是永恒的。
But sometimes, Lord, to be honest, we don't always act the way we should.
但是呢，有的时候我们做了我们不应当做的事情。
And we're very sorry about that.
我们为此感到抱歉。
Sometimes we don't always tell the truth.
有时候我们并没有说诚实话。
Sometimes we're not kind and we get angry too quickly.
有的时候我们不是那么的客气，也不是那么的容忍，很容易生气。
Sometimes we don't have forgiveness in our hearts towards one another.
所以很多时候我们对彼此并没有饶恕的心。
And sometimes we don't make disciples, and we don't preach the gospel, and we're sorry, Lord.
So, 有很多时候我们并没有去向人去传福音，做让人做门徒，我们为此感到道歉。
We thank you for your forgiveness.
主，我们感谢你对我们的饶恕。
And so, Lord, we ask and we dedicate this church service to you.
神啊，我们今天就把我们这样的敬拜放在你的面前。
And we pray especially that your Holy Spirit will continue to reveal His will to us this morning.
我们也求你的圣灵向我们显明你要向我们说的话。
We want to finally remember those who are lonely today because maybe they've lost some loved ones.
今天我们要为那些感到孤独的人为他们祷告，也许他们失去了他们的亲人。
This week it's been a very difficult week for the Tan family.
这一周对唐春梅他们一家来说是一个非常痛苦的这一周。
Wonderful wife lost her husband.
一个这么好的妻子失去了她的丈夫。
Children, relatives lost their father.
孩子失去了他的亲爱的父亲。
But we know that they will be reunited in heaven someday.
但我们知道有一天他们会在天堂重新再相聚。
Because even though he passed from this world, he is now with you.
尽管他离开了世界，现在他和你同在。
He believed in you.
因为他相信你。
So therefore, he's with you.
所以的话，他与你在一起。
But our heart goes out to the Tan family and those who knew him, that your sustaining grace would be with them at this time.
我们的心与谭家一起，你的恩典与他们同在。
It won't be easy.
这是不容易的一件事情。
But you promised to be with them.
但你保证了，你允许了，你要与他们同在。
So help them during this difficult time.
求神在这段最艰难的时光里与他们同在。
And anyone else who is in discouragement right now, we ask your joy to be with them.
在此时此刻，也为那些在心情沮丧的这些人，也求你与他们同在。
So thank you for this opportunity now to see what you want to say to us about this wonderful resurrection day.
在此时此刻，就愿你向通过愿你的圣灵让我说出在这个主复活的日子里要说的话。
And be with Pastor Shen as well as he comes and celebrates communion with us.
也和沈牧师一起让谢谢他将主持我们今天的圣餐。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
我们以耶稣的名求。Amen.
Well, the children can be dismissed for Sunday school this morning.
孩子们可以离开了，他们可以去这个今天的这个Sunday school.
And teachers, will be praying for you as well. God bless you as you carry the word of God to them.
也为主日学的老师祷告，求你圣灵与你们同在，给孩子们教导神的话。
Well, Pastor Shen asked me to give the message this morning, and so we pray that our hearts will be open to what God says, not what I say.
什么事让我今天来讲这堂道？我求圣灵张开我的口，让我所说的话是他要让我说的话。
I want to thank my friend Zhang Hua for his patience with me this morning. And for Raymond last on Good Friday. And I thank him for that. It's always a joy to be together.
谢谢王弟兄礼拜五晚上为我做的翻译。
We can see here by the slide that for God so loved the world.
我们看到这个幻灯片上说神爱世人。
And we understand that this is the time when God demonstrated his love for us, that he gave not only his time, but he gave his very life for us.
在这个时刻我们知道神不仅给了我们他的时间，更多的是他给了我们他宝贵的生命。
He not only told us that he loved us, but he showed us that he loved us.
他不仅告诉我们他爱我们，他也向我们证明了他是如何的爱我们。
And we looked at that last week, or on Friday, when we looked at the time in which Jesus Christ was nailed to the cross.
礼拜五晚上，我们讲述了神，耶稣基督是怎么样被钉在十字架上的。
Those soldiers, they drove the nails right through his palms, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹，这些兵丁把钉子通过他的手掌心钉在了十字架上。
And he endured pain so that we would not have to endure pain forever.
他忍受这么样的痛苦，就是为了我们不会经历这样的痛苦。
He paid with pain.
他为我们的，对我们的工价，为了我们的罪，碰上了痛苦的代价。
And someday, that pain of being away from him will be gone forever.
有一天。当我们与他分离的那种痛苦就会永远的消失。
So we know that God loves us, but why does God love us?
我们知道神爱我们，但神为什么爱我们呢？
Certainly we don't deserve this love, right?
当然我们是不配这样的神的爱的。
Anybody here this morning deserve the love of God?
今天在我们其中的人，你们知道你们哪一个人配得神的爱吗？
But in Romans chapter 3, verses 10 through 12, it says, None is righteous, not one. No one seeks for God. No one is good.
在罗马书三章第十节到十二节是这样说的。没有义人，连一个都没有，没有明白的，没有寻求神的，就是都是偏离正路，一同变为无有，没有行善的，连一个都没有。
So how could a holy God, how could a righteous God, how could a perfect God love us?
那么一位这样一位圣洁的、公义的和完美的神，怎么可能去爱我们呢
Well, 1 John 4:8 says that God is love. God just doesn't love, he is love.
答案是这样的, 在约翰一书的4章8节说, 神就是爱, 神不仅仅是爱, 祂就是爱。
It's within God. He just can't help it. He just has to love.
他没有别的办法, 他就必须要去爱你。
Just like in your kitchen, when you turn on the gas stove, you're going to have gas come out of the burners.
就像在你们家的这个厨房里一样, 当你打开你的煤气炉的时候, 煤气就从那里出来了。
Assuming that you paid your gas bill, of course.
当然了, 如果你没有, 你配了你的这个每个月的这个煤气费。
So it's the same thing with God. God, he just loves, not because we deserve it, it's just who he is.
就像这个一样, 神并不是因为我们配得, 祂就是那样的爱我们。
And then he demonstrates that on the cross for us.
祂通过十字架上的祂的儿子死向我们显明了祂的爱。
God is personal, and he's different from other religions.
神是那么具体的个性的话的, 祂跟所有的宗教都不同。
My wife Julie and I, as you know, we spent over 13 years in Asia as missionaries.
你知道我和我的太太 Julie在亚洲做了13年的传教士。
And we worked with many people from very different religions in 3 different countries.
我在3个国家跟许多不同的宗教的人一起的同工过。
And I remember when we were in Indonesia, we spent a lot of time talking to very religious people.
在印尼的时候，我们和许多那些非常 有宗教信仰的人，就跟他们进行过交谈。
And they spent much of their time practicing their faith just to keep God from getting angry at them.
所以他们非常的循规蹈矩的来遵守他们的教义，所以他们的神不会对他发怒。
They did this practice and this practice, and they had to do this ritual because they just didn't want God to be angry.
他们这么做那么做，就循规蹈矩的，就是不想让他们的神对他发怒。
Christianity is so much different, amen?
但是我们的基督是这么的不同。
Christianity is a religion about God as being our Father, and he wants to hear our concerns. He wants to hear what's in our heart.
我们的基督教，我们的天父就想一直想听到我们的声音，我们所关切的东西。
So we need to understand that this morning as we look into the resurrection story.
所以我们从这个角度上去看。
So let's just do that. Today, let's look at the story when Mary came to the tomb, as was just beautifully read this morning. Let's look at that.
So you
remember, it was the first day of the week. It was still dark, and Mary went to the tomb. Actually, there were two Marys that went to the tomb.
你们知道，在这个一周的头一日。 实际上有两个玛丽来到了这个坟前。
And there was an angel there, and there was an earthquake, and the stone that was huge was moved away.
那地方有天使，也有地震，那个坟墓前的大石头被挪开了。
And the angel told Mary, he says, go tell them that Jesus is risen. So Mary runs back to the disciples to tell them what happened.
天使告诉玛丽说，耶稣已经升天了，已经复活了。然后玛丽就急急忙忙地回去告诉其他的信徒。
She tells them that the body is not there. The body is not there. So Peter and John, they run to the tomb. The rest of the disciples, they stayed there. But the two of them ran to the tomb that morning.
他急急忙忙地告诉这些使徒们，耶稣已经不在那里了。这时候彼得和约翰就急急忙忙地跑到那坟墓里去。
To see what Mary had saw.
去看玛丽看到了什么。
But John, he was a faster runner than Peter was.
但约翰比彼得跑得快。Maybe
he was younger, I don't know.
也许他比彼得年轻一点。But
he got there first, and he went into the hole where the tomb was, and he looked in. He just bent down like this and looked into the tomb.
所以约翰跑到坟墓门口的时候，他就把头伸进去看一看。He
was afraid to go into the tomb for some reason.
不知道什么原因，他不愿意进去看，他就在门口往里面。
A lot of theologians believe that he didn't want to go in because he didn't want to be accused that maybe he was the one that did some wrong there against the Roman government.
所以很多这个神学家说，他们可能约翰担心呢，是他怀疑是他挪动了耶稣的那个身体。
But Peter was not concerned about anything around him. He wasn't concerned about anything other than knowing where Jesus was.
但彼得并没有这些忧虑，他就直接进去了。
So he says, excuse me, John. Well, I don't know if he said that, but he went by John and he went right in to see where Jesus was.
所以他就绕过了约翰，直接的去耶稣的坟里去看耶稣在哪里。
And when he got to the place where Jesus was supposed to be buried, there were no angels at all. There was just a face cloth, and there was the linens, the burial cloths that Jesus was buried in. They were not just there in a heap. They were folded very neatly on the place where he died.
当, excuse me. 当彼得到了耶稣在埋葬他的那个坟前的时候，耶稣的身体不在那里，而且他身上的那些麻，细麻都是非常的很整齐的放在那里。
How would you feel? What would you think if you went there and you were expecting to see Jesus right there, maybe with a little bit of a bad smell, and all of a sudden the body is gone? But why? Why were the burial cloths folded very neatly? If they stole the body, they wouldn't have folded the cloth, right?
所以当一般的人可能就这样想，也许你去那的时候你就觉得可能一些异味啦，或者会期待耶稣的身体在那里。你不可能是认为是耶稣身体被挪走了，而且他的裹尸布是那样的，很整整齐齐的放在那里。
You don't just touch the skin; you just grab the whole thing and you leave.
那些要去盗他尸的人，不可能把他的裹尸布放的那么很整整齐齐的放在那里，可能就是直接抱着他的尸体就直接走了。
So not knowing what happened, they.Went out of the tomb and ran back to the other disciples.
不知道这些为什么这些事发生，这两位，约翰和彼得就又跑回去跟其他的使徒去说话了。
But Mary, a woman, stays there and comes in and sees something very unusual at the place where Jesus should have been.
但是玛丽待在那里，她并没有走，她进去了。看在那个坟墓那里，看看耶稣的身体应该看的地，应该在的地方，他一直在那里看着。
What did she see?
他看到什么了
？Let's read about it.
我们来一起读。
Now Mary stood outside the tomb crying, and she wept. She bent over to look into the tomb and saw two angels in white seated where Jesus' body had been, one at the head and the other at the foot.
玛利亚却站在坟墓外面哭，哭的时候，低头往坟里面看，看见两个天使穿着白衣，在安放那耶稣身体的地方坐着，一个在头，一个在脚。
So, God, in all of His power, was able to defeat death by resurrecting Jesus, but she didn't know it at that time.
所以神通过他的大能，让耶稣从死里复活，在此时此刻，在那个彼时，玛丽并不知道这些。
The two angels were there. Notice one was at the head and the other was at the foot. Why weren't they just sitting together? Why were they separated? One here and one there.
有两个天使坐在那，一个坐头，一个坐尾，站在脚边上，这是为什么呢？
We remember in the Old Testament, the Ark of the Covenant, the place where there were the Ten Commandments. There was Aaron's rod.And there were other things there, the bread. There were three items in the Ark of the Covenant. Ark means basket. Remember that basket?
你们记得在旧约里在讲神的圣殿里的那个篮子吗？那个时候有一个柱子放在那里。
And on top was the mercy seat. The mercy seat was on top. And there were these two bird-like figurines called cherubim, and they were facing each other. One was at this end, and one was at this end. Remember that.
所以记得你们还记得在那个两端是有两个，这个天使两端的基路伯坐在两头。
And so the priest, once a year on the Day of Atonement, would sprinkle blood right there on the mercy seat for forgiveness for all the sins of the people.
所以大祭司每年都把血放在那个椅子上面。来饶恕，来为求饶神的饶恕。
So with the two angels there sitting on one end and on the other end, there was no longer need for the blood of animals. The blood of the Son of God was spilled right there for everyone, once and for all, forever.
所以，耶稣基督，神的儿子，一次性让他的血留在那个椅子上，为来 赎了我们所有人的罪，所以我们再不要在那个椅子上 再去撒，就每年再去撒血了。
Now, did the angel say anything?
天使说了什么话吗？
They did. Let's read it.
他们说了话，我们来一起念。
They asked the woman, "Why are you crying?"
天使对她说，妇人，你为什么哭呢？
And I love this by Mary. Such a heart for God. They have taken my Lord, my Lord, not just the Lord, not just the Almighty Creator of heaven and earth, but my Lord away.
这可爱的玛丽这时候说了，他们有人把我的主挪去了，我不知道放在哪里了，他是我的主。
And she said, I don't know where they have put him. At this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not realize that it was Jesus.
我不知道他们把他放到哪里去了。说完这话，就转过身来，看见耶稣站在那里，却不知道是耶稣。
Mary wasn't thinking that Jesus had risen from the dead.
玛丽没有意识到耶稣已经从死里复活了。
She believed that Jesus was dead, was there dead.
她认为耶稣已经死了。
She came there to anoint him with more spices.
她是想在死去的耶稣的身上再多涂一点香料。
She didn't expect Jesus to be there standing behind her.
她没有能期待耶稣基督在那里站在她的身后。
Mary didn't have the confidence that Jesus had risen from the dead.
玛丽没有这样的信心。耶稣已经从死里复活了。
And perhaps that's why the angels asked her, "Why are you crying? Why are you crying? Don't you realize that Jesus was supposed to rise from the dead?"
这也许就是天使问他说：“妇人，你为什么哭呢？你不知道耶稣是应该从死里复活的吗？”
But don't you feel the empathy? Don't you feel the compassion of God as well? Because they see the woman crying, and they want to counsel her as well, to comfort her.
同时你也看到神上帝的爱心，在此时此刻看到这位可怜的玛丽的时候，神派的是天使来安慰她。
They're speaking the truth, but they're speaking it in love.
他们是在说诚实话，但说这个话的时候是充满着爱心。
Now, one thing we have to realize before we go on is that no Jewish author in the ancient world would have invented a story with a woman as the first witness to the most important event in history.
你们顺便我告诉大家，在那个古时候，这个犹太人的这个习惯里头，不可能让一个女人去为这件事情作证。实际上，在法庭上，女人都不能作证的。
Back then, a woman's testimony in the court was not considered legitimate.
像在那个时候，妇人的在法庭上的见证是不能作为证词的。
So if a Jewish person was wanting to fabricate, was wanting to develop a story, he certainly wouldn't have included a woman here.
所以当在那个古时候的这个犹太人的这个传统里头，他如果他编造一个故事的时候，他绝对不会让一个妇人。
So this makes this story even more amazing, doesn't it?
所以这个让这个故事更加的奇特了。
But there was another person there that was drawn to Mary, who felt for Mary. Another person right there.
在那个时候，你知道吗？有另外一个人也在玛丽的旁边。
And that, as we know, was Jesus.
那个人就是耶稣基督。
What did Jesus say to her?
耶稣对玛丽说了什么呢？
Did Jesus condemn her?
耶稣有没有去对她进行否定呢？
Jesus asks her another question.
耶稣问了她另外一个问题。
In fact, watch closely, watch very, very closely. He asks her the same question and another one.
虽然在那时候她就仔细听了，她问了一个。同样的一个问题。
Are you ready?
你们想准备好了吗？
He asked her, "Woman, why are you crying? Who is it you are looking for?"
耶稣问他说：“妇人，为什么哭？你找谁呢？”
Thinking he was the gardener, she said, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have put him, and I will get him."
玛丽以为跟她讲话的耶稣是个园丁，是个园丁，她就说，如果你把他尸体挪走了，请你告诉我，我把他再拿回来。
And Jesus preaches to her a one word sermon.
耶稣给玛丽讲了一句话的道，一个字的道。
Mary.
玛丽。
Mary was familiar with that voice.
玛利亚很熟悉那个声音。
It wasn't that long ago where she had seven demons in her.
在不久之前，她身上有七个，身上附了七个鬼。
And Satan wanted to destroy this woman.
撒旦试图消灭这个妇人。
And her Lord delivered her from that.
她的主把她从那从那个十个七个富贵的身体中间解放了出来。
And she remembered that.
她一直记住这样。
And many more things.
还有许多许多别的事情。
That's why she was crying.
这就为什么她在哭。
This shouldn't have happened to such a good man who helped me so much in my life.
这样一件惨案不应该发生在这我这样好的一个人的身上。
And so she turned toward him and cried out in Aramaic, Rabboni.Which means my teacher.
所以他就转过身来，用着希伯来话对他说：“拿布里，意思就是夫子的意思，是老师的意思。”
What devotion, amen.
什么样的这样什么样的信心
？What loyalty, amen.
是什么样的忠心，是不是
？How about you, brothers and sisters? How about me? Are we really thankful? Are we really appreciative when God does something to our, in our lives? Do we really thank Him for what He did?
弟兄姊妹，你是不是很感恩神对你身上所做的一切呢
？Do we stay loyal to Him, or we just say, "Well, Lord, You've answered my prayer. Thank You very much. I'm going to live my own life." Do we have that kind of attitude, or do we have a thankful attitude?
当神为我们做了很多事情的时候，我们是怀着感恩的心呢，而是说谢谢你，神。然后接着就做我们平常正常 所做的事情了。
Jesus says, "Don't hold on to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father."
耶稣说，不要抓住我，因为我还没到我的父那里去。
Go instead to my brothers and tell them I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God. Mary Magdalene went to the disciples with the news, I have seen the Lord, and she told them that he had seen these things, said these things to her.
17. Verse 17, okay. I just want to read the verse 17, okay. 不要摸我，因我还没有升上天去见我的父。你往我弟兄那里去，告诉他们说，我要升上去见我的父，也是你们的父，见我的神，也是你们的神。抹大拉的玛利亚就去告诉门徒说，我已经看见了主，他又将主对他说的这话告诉他们。
And so, when we see here,When Jesus is saying to her, he's not saying that it was wrong for Mary to touch him. That's not what he's saying here.
这地方耶稣跟玛丽说话的时候，他并没有去指责玛丽去摸了他。
He's basically just saying, Mary, don't keep me from going to the Father because I need to go there and see him.
他的意思说，玛丽不要阻拦我去见我的父亲，我的天父。
You see, Mary had lost Jesus before, and she didn't want to lose him again.
你们知道，玛丽曾经失去过耶稣，她不想再次失去耶稣。
She came there to give more spices to him, and she was willing to go and find him and take care of him again.
你知道，她到坟墓里去，想她在她的身上抹更多的香料，她想去看耶稣，去照顾他的尸体。
But Jesus says to her that no, you need to go. You need to go, and you need to tell the rest of the disciples what happened.
但耶稣告诉他，你赶快去，你赶快去，告诉其他的门徒们发生了什么事儿。
So she did just that.
所以他就做了耶稣让他做的事儿。
And you can see here that she says, that he says to go and tell them, and she goes and tells them.
所以耶稣说，你去告诉那些别的人，他就去告诉了别的人。
How about you?
你呢？
How about me?
我们呢？
When God tells us to do something, do we hesitate, or are we willing to go and do it right away?
当神让我们去做事情的时候，我们是犹豫呢，还是我们立刻就去做？
You see, Mary's new responsibility was to testify of his risen presence.
玛丽的新的责任就是向世界去宣告她所看到的耶稣的死里复活的耶稣。
She received special graces.
她受到了特别的恩赐。
She saw the angels.
她看到了天使。
She saw the risen Savior.
她看到了死里复活的救主。
She was first to see him alive.
她是第一个看到耶稣死里复活的人。
And she was the first proclaimer of the good news.
他是第一个向世界宣告这个好消息的人。
Mary was the first missionary after the cross.
玛丽是在耶稣之后第一个传道人。
Can you believe that a woman who was delivered from these demons was the only one there waiting to see Jesus?
你可以相信吗？这个身上鬼被赶走的人是第一个来见证神从死里复活的人。
And that's an important lesson here this morning, friends, is that God is not interested in your prosperity. He's not interested in your talent. He's not interested in any educational status that you had. What he's interested in is in your heart.
很重要的弟兄姊妹，神不看你的才能，不看你的财富，不看你的其他的能力，他唯一看的是你的心。
And so God wants to use all of us simply because we've been with Jesus.
神想用我们每一个人，因为我们曾经与他同行。
I remember when my wife and I were in China.
我记得我和我太太在中国的时候。
And we were teaching at the university there.
我在那里在大学里教书。
And it was our honor and our privilege to be able to lead Bible studies at the university in the dormitories.
我们就是很荣幸能够在校园的这个学生宿舍里能够去。领大家去学习圣经。
And we saw many students come to know the Lord as their Savior.
我看到我们见证了很多学生认耶稣基督为他们的救主。
But there also was a state church in that same city that we were able to teach in as well.
我们也在同样在那个城市里有政府的教会，我们在那里也教主日学。
It was a huge church. It could seat over 500 people.
非常大的一个教会，能够坐500个人。
And the local authorities allowed us to preach the gospel to students every Sunday morning.
所以当地政府允许我们每个礼拜天早上去教主日学。
Those students were so brave.
那些学生是非常的勇敢。
It's quite risky to do something like that.
来学上主日学是一件非常冒险的事情。
But I'll never forget one Saturday morning.
我永远不会忘记的是一个礼拜六的早晨。
We were walking by the gates of the church.
我们经过了教会的大门
，and the gates were open，
门打开了
，and we looked inside at the parking lot。
我们看到那个这个教会门前的这个停车场
，and there were pickup trucks，
有很多卡车在那儿
，and there were the sick that were in the back of these trucks that had come in from the farmlands。
有很多生病的人从很远的地方来到这里。
Because we were in Henan province.
我们当时在河南省。
And they were carrying the sick off the vehicles and out of the vehicles, and they were bringing them into the church to be prayed for.
他们这些人带着这些人带着通过卡车带着那些生病的人，把这些人从车上抬下来，带到教会里，愿到教会里让教会为他们祷告。
And we were able to see what was happening inside the church.
所以我们能看到在教会里发生了什么事儿。
And there were people on the ground; they were crying out, asking God to heal and to deliver.
有些人匍匐在地，向神大声的呼喊，求神医治。
And my heart was just crushed; it was broken.
我的心都碎了。
I looked at these dear people, and I thought to myself, "What strong faith do they have?"
我看到这些亲爱的人，我说：“你们的信心是这么的强大。”
I was embarrassed at my own faith and my own level of maturity. I'd known the Lord for so many years, had all this education, and they had so much trust in God.
我为我自己感到羞愧，这些人对神有这么大的信心，我却没有。
And so we walked out of the building.
所以我们一从那个教会的房屋里走了出来。
It was incredibly cold that day. It was only like probably 10 above zero.
那天可能是差不多是十度左右，很冷。
And they were serving food outside in, around these fires, feeding the people. They were standing in line in the cold, waiting to eat.
那天教会在那个生了火，在火边上，我就为了向很多的穷人去释放食物。
Thousands and thousands of years after Jesus rose again, he was still healing, he was still delivering, he was still bringing hope and eternal life for everyone on the face of the earth. It was beautiful.
几千年之后，我们的耶稣基督仍然在爱这些人，在治疗他们，给他们带来希望。
You see, for God so loved the world.
你们知道，神是这么样的爱世人。
And he still loves the world.
他仍然是这样的爱这个世界。
Every nation, every people group, he still loves them.
爱世界所有的人，爱世界所有的人，还有所有的民族。
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him,shall not perish, but have eternal life. Can we say that together in Chinese?
我们一起来说，来读神的约翰福音的三章十六节。我们一起来念好不好？神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的，不至灭亡，反得永生。
For God, His power to raise.
神，他的大能能够让人从死里复活。
So loved his heart to save.
他是这样的爱我们，他要拯救我们。
The world, everyone.
他要拯救这个世界，拯救世界上的每一个人。
But it takes a little action on our part. Does Jesus save everybody? No, Jesus doesn't save everybody. Jesus says everybody who believes in him. Am I right?
耶稣说他要拯救那些人，但是那些人必须要相信他的人要被拯救。
Are we going to go and tell people that Jesus has risen from the dead just like Mary did? Or are we going to keep silent?
是我们是一直保持沉默呢，还是像玛丽一样，像全世，像所有的人，你周边的人说，耶稣已经复活了。
For God did so love the world, and he continues to want us to share our faith.
神这样的爱我们的世人，他把他的信心向我们全世界人的分享。
Do you know your eternal address?
你知道你永恒的地址吗？
No, no, seriously. Do you know your eternal address?
这个是很慎重的问题。你知道你永远的故乡在哪里，永远的家乡在哪里吗？
If you were going to stand in the presence of God, and God should ask you, why should I let you into my heaven? What would you say? Just think for yourself. What would you say if God asked you, why should I let you into my heaven? What would you say?
当神站在你面前的说，我为什么要让你进入我的天堂呢？你跟神怎么说？
I hope we can all say what Mary said, my Lord.
我希望我们都能说，我的主啊。
I love you with all my heart, soul, mind, and strength.
我爱你，主啊，用我们的全心全意、全身心的爱你。
I want to obey you every moment of my life.
我想我们一生一世、每时每刻的去服从你。
Lord, I know I wasn't perfect, but I'm sorry, and I tried my best to follow you.
主啊，我知道我不完全，但是我爱你，我愿意一生的去追随你。
And if we believe in that in our hearts, my friends, this morning, then when we get to see God face to face, He's going to say, "Welcome home, daughter. Welcome home, son."
如果我们是真的这样的全心全意信主的时候，当我们见主面的时候，神会对我们说，欢迎你，我的儿子。我的女儿回家。
Many people believe that they don't want to believe in God because they can't see God.
很多人不相信神，因为他们看不见神。
Well, can you see the wind?
你能看见风吗？
This wind chime does not make any noise.
这个风铃此时此刻没有发出任何的声响。
When it's together.
当他们在这些摆锤在一起的时候。
But if I let go of it and I blow the wind towards it.
当我吹一吹这些小锤子的时候。
It makes some noise.
它会出声响。
You cannot see my breath.
你看不见我吹的风。
But you can see the effects of my breath.
你可以看到我吹的风的作用。
We may not be able to see God with our eyes face to face.
我们也许我们不能面对面的看见我们的主。
But we can see the creation of Him.
但我们看到，我们可以看到神的创造。
The beautiful world that He's created, the mountains and the seas and the rivers.
这个美丽的世界，高山、河流和大海。
But more importantly, we can see the love and the kindness and the joy in one another.
更重要的是，我们能看到我们彼此之间的和睦和我们彼此之间的爱。
Because the most important things in life are not things.
你们知道，实际上最重要的事情不是那些物质的东西。
Now, in preparing this message, I was seeking the Lord, as all pastors do, to be sure.That I had a message that he wanted to give.
当我在准备这篇讲道的时候，就像所有的牧师一样，我想确定是神要让我传讲他的话。
When a pastor designs a message, of course, it's the word of God, and the word of God is relevant no matter who you are and where you are. You just share the word.
当牧师准备一段话的时候，不论什么话，都是神的话，就是我的作用就是要把神的话向大家分享。
And the word has power in it of itself.
神的话就是力量。
But as teachers and spiritual leaders, and we say that humbly, we always ask God, is there something specific? Is there something unique that you want to say here this morning that's going to touch the heart of people?
但是经常呢，我们就问神，我们这些牧师们就问神：今天早上你要我让我说什么样的话，能够触到这些所有的听众的心灵呢
？We say to God, Holy Spirit, you know who's going to be here this morning. You know what they need. You know what they're suffering. You know they need an encouragement. What can we say to them?
神啊，你知道你的圣灵会感动我，是要我去说对那些有病的人或有其他问题的人，让我说什么的话能感动他们的心灵？
So in the heart of Easter, I want to show you two more pictures that I felt God was speaking to me, and I want to share them with you.
在这个复活节的早晨，我有两张图画想跟你们分享。
I was driving to this church on a Saturday night. It was around 7 o'clock with my wife.
这礼拜六晚上，我经过这个教会的时候。
And we were on Cromwell Bridge Road, and we were just approaching the church on the left.
当我们从我们门口的 Cromwell Bridge Road 走的时候，我们的教会在我们的左手边。
It had just finished raining.
刚刚下过雨。
And I looked outside the front glass, and I saw this in the sky.
我透过我的汽车的前窗，我看到这个天空。
The end of that rainbow.Is right in the middle of this church.
这个彩虹的左边的尽头就在我们教会的门口。
And up on the right, you can see there are some birds, lots of birds over the rainbow.
在那右边呢，你看到有很多的鸟。
And I thought, wow, God is saying something there. You know that He keeps His promises. We know rainbows are all about keeping promises. God is almost was speaking to me right there that I have begun a work in this church and I will continue to do so. And there's more people to reach, just like there's more birds in the sky.
所以此时此刻，我看到这个天上彩虹的时候，我想赞美神的创造。我也觉得神像让我去向更多的人传福音，让他们来信主，就像这天上的鸟儿一样那么多。
In 1 Thessalonians 5:24, the one who calls you is faithful, and he will do it.
在帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章二十四节这么说：“那招你的本身是信实的，他必成就这事。”
I felt God saying to me, and you need to just test this. This is just what He said to my heart. He said that we need to celebrate the last 50 years of this church, and that's a wonderful thing.
这在此时此刻，他我的心里就想，神让我们这庆祝我们教会这五十周年来所做的一切。
And we need to learn a lot about these last years in our church.
我们应该从过去的五十年中可以学到我们要学的很多的功课。
But even though it's good to celebrate it, even though it's good to learn, we must not live in the past. Amen.
尽管是我们可以去庆祝过去的五十年中五十年的我们所做的一切，但是这不是最重要的。我们不应该只活在过去。
There's still more people to reach for the Chinese Christian Church of Baltimore, and we need to continue to do that.
像我们教会还有很多的人在我们的社区中，我们要去向他们去传讲我们的福音。
One last picture, and I'm done.
还有一张图。
Early in the morning.
大清早。
After getting a drink in the kitchen.
我在厨房里喝了点水。
I was walking to my office.
我就到我的家里的办公室走去。
And through the front door, we have these little windows.
我们的前门有不少窗户。
And through the little windows, I saw the brightness of the moon.
通过这些窗户，我看到那个非常亮的那个月亮。
And so I opened the door.
所以我就把门打开了。
And I saw one of the most beautiful sights I've ever seen from the front porch of our home.
这是我从我们家的前院里看到的一张最美的图画。
And the Lord quickened on my heart this verse.
所以神就像我说了下面这段话。
You are the light of the world, a city set on a hill that cannot be hidden, nor does anyone light a lamp and put it under a basket, but a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house.
马太福音五章十四节，你们是世上的光，如同建在山上的城一样，无法隐藏。人点亮了灯，不会把它放在斗底下，而是放在灯台上，好照亮全家。同样，你们的光也应当照在人面前，好让他们看见你们的好行为，便赞美你们天上的父。
There are a lot of dark places in the world, and light needs to get to those dark places.
这个世上有很多很黑暗的地方，光需要照到那里。
God wants to use you to bring light to dark places that no one else could.
神想利用你去照亮那些黑暗的地方。
Are we going to take His commandment seriously?
我们会不会把他给我们的大使命能够当成很重要的事呢
?Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father in heaven, we thank you so much for our time together.
天父上帝，我们感谢你给我们这一段在一起的美好的时光。
We thank you again for this wonderful message that you want us to understand.
感谢你给了我们这一段美好的这个信息，让我们能够理解。
Give us the heart of Mary.
给我们有玛丽的心。
Who had your heart?
她有你的心。
Help us to stay loyal to you.
帮助我们能够对你永远的忠诚。
Help us to be thankful for what you've done in our lives and to want to be with you because of it.
谢谢你在我们生命里所做的一切，让我们永远的追随你。
Forgive us of our apathy.
谢谢你对我们的很多的平时的冷漠。
And help us to be bold in sharing your truth to others.
谢谢你，让我们勇敢地向别人去传你的福音。
In Jesus' name.
我们以耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.